Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
A suspected cocaine processing plant has been uncovered in Galway after a series of searches in the county yesterday. €178,000 in cash, €50,000 worth of cocaine seized during the operation. Meanwhile, in the Irish Examiner today, the paper is reporting teenagers are now budgeting for cocaine, along with their rig out for the Debs Ball. Addiction counsellor Michael Geeran is with Cún Mhuire, and he says teenagers as young as 13 are now taking the party drug. And Michael joins us. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Mary.
Now, news today of this processing plant, no doubt feeding a market that seems to be in a major growth phase. But what are you seeing and hearing as a councillor?
I suppose, Mary, the big thing that we are seeing, and I suppose the example that we made with the Debs and the budgeting for cocaine as part of that experience, is that we are seeing the age of first use of cocaine amongst young people plummeting. And it's becoming quite common for us now to meet young men and young ladies in their early 20s who are in rehab with a drug problem, who are reporting to us that they have used cocaine in early adolescence. Now, heretofore, that would almost have been unheard of. General experimentation with substances amongst those who became addicted in early adolescence was confined to alcohol and cannabis. But now cocaine seems to be as commonplace. And it would appear to us that the people that introduce young adolescents to cannabis very quickly introduce them to cocaine, and when they become habitual users of cocaine, then they are absorbed into the distribution network because that is the way they finance their habit.
And I mean, you're treating addiction problems, but what are they presenting with in terms of that level of addiction and the arising problems with everyday life?
The polysubstance misuser, which is becoming the most common type of client we are meeting now, that is somebody who is abusing multiple substances, with cocaine being one of those, is presenting a treatment in their early to mid-20s, broadly speaking in the same condition that we would have seen a 30-something-year-old drug-dependent person 10 years ago. So in other words, what I'm saying is they have unmanageability and they have consequences and they have problems associated with their drug taking, legal, financial, physical and psychological, that are in keeping with somebody who should in actual fact be 10 years older.
It was, you know, always seen as the party drug, but it was seen as an expensive drug. And you're saying now teenagers are putting it into the budget when it comes to preparing for the Debs.
Yes, and I suppose that came from a number of phone calls we received over the past year to the centre from concerned parents who were concerned about their own children and maybe concerned about the activity of their peers around Debs outings, where they were concerned that cocaine was being consumed and that they had heard teenagers speaking openly about buying cocaine in the same way that they spent money on other things for the Debs. So it's anecdotal, but at the same time, it wasn't a one-off experience that we had. We had a number of calls along these lines. So it's good reason enough to believe that it might be true, sadly.
And Michael, what are you telling parents who are contacting you with these worries? How do you advise them?
We frequently get parents ringing us concerned that their teenage son or daughter is developing a problem with substances. And we really advise them that in the first instance, the best thing to do is to sit down with the young person and to articulate the concerns that they have about the young person's habits and behaviour, and hope in that way that in that non-judgmental, caring way, that it might encourage the person to talk about maybe the stresses they are having in life as a teenager, which is causing them to resort to doing the things that they do.
Do you think we need other approaches through schools, through clubs, you know, through sporting clubs and so on?
I think sporting clubs and organisations of that nature have a big part to play. But I think there is a huge onus on the Department of Education to develop a robust, fit-for-purpose education and prevention programme in secondary schools at junior cycle. Currently, we have a programme called Know the Score, which is aimed at senior cycle second level students. And the vast majority of clients that we meet that have become dependent on drugs would tell you that by the time they got to senior cycle in secondary school, it was too late. So that probably needs to be stepped back a bit in terms of the age profile.
The thing is with teenagers, they think they're invulnerable, don't they? They
yes,
believe
they
that,
do.
That they'll be fine, whether it's experimenting with alcohol, cigarettes, and now with various substances like cocaine and so on. They don't believe that they're going to end up in addiction.
No, they don't believe they'll end up with the problem. And the main reason for that, Mary, is that we have this culture of normalisation. We have had it for some time around alcohol. Now that seems to be spilling over into cocaine as well, where there is a mistaken belief out there that one can recreationally use cocaine at the weekends or at various events and occasions and then simply walk away from it when that said occasion or event is over.
And can you not? What would you say to people who say we should decriminalise, we should legalise, we should regulate?
Well, I would say if we wanted a very good example of a substance that is legalised, regulated and taxed, we need look no further than alcohol. And we need look no further than the devastating consequences that is causing in society every day. It costs us about $1.5 billion a year in alcohol-related illnesses, and about 1,500 acute hospital beds per night are occupied with individuals who are there because of their drinking. So legalisation, regulation and taxation in theory might seem like a good idea, but it certainly isn't a cure-all. And maybe we might be better served to devote more resources to education and prevention and to devote more resources to restriction of supply. Because that aforementioned case that you mentioned in Galway, where the seizure and the plant was uncovered today, the intricacy and the complexity and the size of the cocaine distribution network in Ireland, I believe, has been greatly underestimated by all the authorities and everybody else.
For now, Michael, thank you very much for your time. Michael Geeran there.